Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, December 16th. With an increasing population and out-of-state travelers, there are more drivers on Colorado's roads than ever before. Benta Berkland talked about it with Shaylin Batt, Executive Director of the Colorado Department of Transportation. He shared some important takeaways on the new reality for Colorado motorists, unless more money is found to fix roads and bridges and build new road projects.
One of the major goals of your department is to slow the growth rate of congestion. How feasible is that given your current funding challenges?
It's going to get worse. I don't know how else to say it. It's going to get worse. I can't operate a two-lane highway in the monument section of I-25 in a way that deals with the capacity issues that we have. I can't deal with the Loveland issues. I can't deal with a two-lane section of highway when 3 million people want to get up to the mountains. However, there are things that we can do. There are steps that we can take. Technology, connected vehicles. So if in 10 years we have computers are running the vast majority of cars right down the center of the lane, maybe I don't need 12-foot lanes. I can reduce my 12-foot lanes on interstates to 9 or 8-foot lanes. And I can go out and widen I-25 with some paint.
You've said before that expanding lanes is a 20th century mentality.
If you think about it, the reason we have a challenge with transportation in Colorado is because we have an interstate system that was designed in the 50s, built in the 60s for a population of the 1980s that was about 3 million people. We have double that now, and we're going to 8 million people in the next 20 years. So there's a concept called induced demand, which just says that as soon as you build a lane to a highway in a congested area, that lane will then fill up because it will absorb traffic from other sources, you know, just like I-25 has done in the T-Rex section here in Denver, which is why we look at managed lanes as sort of the way of the future.
Do you think is any way to do it without that, or do you think everything will be a public-private partnership?
I have a $9 billion shortfall in terms of important projects that we need to get built in the state. Almost all of our budget goes to maintain the system that we have. Without a toll revenue source, which is what a public-private partnership is, it's let's bring in money from the private sector to advance a project like US 36. We built that probably 30 years sooner than we could have with traditional financing methods. That's the only way to entice the private sector to provide their funds so that we can accelerate these projects.
State lawmakers in both parties say they want to put more money into transportation. They just can't agree on how to do it. Do you see a middle ground?
Yeah, it's actually surprising that we haven't been able to sort of solve this problem because there's so much middle ground. There is so much room for bipartisan compromise. I think that Governor Hickenlooper was hopeful for that last session. I think that the pessimists could say that, you know, this is all just political posturing. I think that I'm an optimist, and I believe that people, when they say that they want to move transportation forward.
Do you think Colorado should try to raise the gas tax or take a different approach? I know there's pilot projects looking at miles driven.
So I know what's going to happen. You ask me, should we raise the gas tax? I'm going to say yes, and then I will catch flack for saying, as the executive director, that we should raise the gas tax because it's politically unpopular. Yes, we should raise the gas tax for transportation, and I'll tell you why. Everybody is sitting in congestion right now on Colorado roadways, or they're hitting potholes. When you sit in congestion on I-25, on I-70, you are paying. You're paying with your time, your goods, whether they're your groceries or any other things that are sitting in trucks that are sitting in congestion, cost you more. So I would argue that we're all paying more in an unintelligent fashion. So if we raise the gas tax, which has not been raised since 1991, heck, even if we just indexed it to what it should have increased because of the rate of inflation since 1991, it would be about a 10-cent increase. And we could use that money to then make sound investment decisions. So we are looking at a pilot in terms of a road usage charge. It's probably engendered more heat and attention than is warranted. It's a 100-vehicle voluntary pilot because there are cars out there that don't use any gas anymore. In the future, the gas tax, 10 years from now, will no longer be the way that we can collect transportation revenue. So I would argue it is prudent for us to go out in a voluntary way. I think we're getting a lot of pushback from this is Big Brother or this is the government. People have privacy concerns. If you have a cell phone, your data is already out there. And so if we want to have a societal discussion around privacy and data, that's one thing. But we can do a road usage charge through just having people report their odometer reading. So it is very clear that we need a funding source. Everybody talks to me about the projects they want to get built, but nobody wants to really focus on how we pay for what gets built.
That was Shailen Bett, the Executive Director of the Colorado Department of Transportation. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
During the holiday season, it pays to be cautious to avoid scams that put a damper on your celebration and a hole in your wallet. For the Colorado News Connection, Eric Galatis has this report.
The season of giving is in full swing, and it's also the time when many Coloradans make end-of-year tax-deductible donations to their favorite nonprofits. Out of 13,000 registered charities in Colorado, 2,000 have been prohibited from soliciting contributions. Colorado Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman says scam artists sometimes create fake charities to steal from unsuspecting donors.
It's great to be generous and to donate to a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Just make sure you know where your money is going. Take time to do a little bit of research and be certain that the charity you're giving to is registered with the state.
Nearly 80% of Colorado adults made a charitable donation in the last year, according to a recent AARP Foundation survey, and most respondents did not know how to tell if a group was legitimate or not. Kaufman encourages people to visit checkthecharity.com, which outlines each organization's mission, leadership, and tax-exempt status. Charities and nonprofits do work that fills critical gaps left by the marketplace and government, and they depend on individual contributions to keep their doors open. The Colorado Nonprofit Association found the sector contributes more than $2 billion to the state's economy and is its third largest employer. Kaufman encourages people to make educated contributions.
Coloradans are incredibly generous. We give a lot to charity each year. This is a way that we take care of our community. If folks can't necessarily go out and volunteer their time, they can give dollars to support those who can.
The Attorney General's office has launched a consumer holiday guide at stopfraudcolorado.gov, and the Secretary of State also publishes an annual report showing how much of a group's overall spending is devoted to services compared with fundraising and overhead. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
According to a press release, the Colorado Department of Transportation, Colorado State Patrol, and statewide law enforcement agencies recently concluded the holiday party's DUI enforcement as part of the Heat Is On campaign. From December 2nd to December 12th, officers arrested 552 impaired drivers, a slight decrease from the 596 arrests during the same enforcement period last year. And in other traffic news here on Friday, CDOT is encouraging motorists to consider traveling home earlier in the day today as winter storm conditions move into the state. Flash freezing conditions are a major concern as many of the interstates and highways may see rain that will quickly turn to snow or ice as temperatures drop. Colorado 65 on Grand Mesa is currently closed for avalanche mitigation. And that was your regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.